Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Mollo, M-O-L-L-O. As you know, I recently evaluated Ms. Mollo as described in my report of 2/28/24. At that time, I was not in receipt of any medical records to review. You have now kindly provided the same. Paired in the paragraph, as per these records, she filed a claim petition alleging on 3/4/22, a store logo sign hit petitioner on the head. But as a result, she claimed to have injuries to her head with post-concussion syndrome, along with her face and neck. Period. Medical records show she was seen by eye specialist Dr. Caballero, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O, on 4/18/18. Prayer, this is well before the subject event. Period. She was evaluated and visual acuity was measured. Prayer, diagnoses were hypermetropia of both eyes, essential hypertension, Crohn's disease, choroidal nevus, status post vitreous detachment, and family history of glaucoma. Apparently, she continued to see this optometrist over the next few years, running through 4/21/21. Period. Her diagnostic assessments remain the same, with an additional one of nuclear sclerosis in both eyes. Brand new paragraph. She then was seen on 5/18/22 by Dr. Caballero, who reported 2 months ago a sign fell on the right side of her head. Apparently she had a concussion and was still in physical therapy. Apparently she was a glass wearer, but complaints of numbness around the eye and droopy double vision sometimes in the right eye with floaters. Period. He performed an evaluation and diagnosed post-concussion syndrome, for which he was seeing neurology and therapy, diplopia of both eyes from below, but not constant and improving, NS cataract, OU. Period. Cataracts are not visually significant at this time, and no treatment is currently recommended. Period. Her vision will be monitored for changes and would contact Dr. Caballero for any decrease in vision. Period. Another diagnosis was PVD, OD. Period. He discussed the natural separation process of the vitreous. Period. Informed her the eye is most vulnerable in the development of a retinal tear, which can set the stage for a retinal detachment. Period. No such findings were appreciated. Period. He also diagnosed choroidal nevus of the right eye, for which he recommended observation. Period. She also had hyperopia bilaterally. Period. She was prescribed Patanol drops. Period. On 7/14/22, she returned to this office with a diagnosis of post-concussion syndrome. Period. On 10/28/22, she was returning status post-orbital trauma on 3/4/22. Period. She complained of double vision horizontally in the left gaze and has to close her right eye to eliminate it. Period. She also complained of numbness under the right eye. Period. She had floaters and flashes that were stable. Period. Diagnoses were post-concussion syndrome, diplopia with extreme left gaze, and photophobia. Period. She also had post-concussion syndrome. Period. She was last seen by Dr. Cavallaro and his colleagues on 7/18/23 period. She continues to complain of floaters with a burning sensation and sensitivity to light in the right eye. Paired this had been present for 1 to 2 years. Paired the severity of her symptoms were unchanged. Paired her secondary diagnosis was hyperopia of both eyes. Paired she was again prescribed patanol drops. Period. His comments included cortical age-related cataract bilaterally that were not visually significant at that time. Paired she also had dry eye syndrome bilaterally, for which he recommended artificial tears. Paired she also had diplopia bilaterally from below, but not constant, comma, improving. Paired the diagnosis relative to cataract and PVD and choroidal nevus, as well as hyperopia, remained the same. Paired she also had a list of diagnosis of post-concussion syndrome from 3/4/22, for which she was seeing neurology and physical therapy. Paired new paragraph. Ms. Mello was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 3/4/22. Paired she complained of right-sided head pain with a noted hematoma to the frontal area. Paired she was standing next to a counter and a large aluminum sign fell and hit her on the right side of the head. Paired she denied loss of consciousness or falling down. Paired she complained of head and neck pain radiating to her shoulders. Paired she also complained of headache and right eye blurry vision. Period. She had a CAT scan of her head and numerous laboratory studies. Period. Physical examination detected only an abrasion or hematoma in the right forehead. Period. She had full neck range of motion with a subtle neck and no rigidity. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. She apparently remained hospitalized through 3/6/22. Period. A chest x-ray in the emergency room was negative. Period. Her cardiac silhouette was mildly enlarged and she had a tortuous, T-O-R-T-U-O-U-S, aorta. Period. New paragraph on 3/7/23. She was seen by Dr. Gopal, G-O-P-A-L. She noted Ms. Mello was hit by a sign on 3/4/23. Paired she was taken to the hospital and had a CAT scan. Paired she was discharged from the emergency room. Paired she still has tingling and numbness on the left side with left eye burning and her left eyelid was droopy. Paired she has seen a neurologist and feels like it is getting worse. Paired she went back to work in June of 2022. Period. Dr. Gopal performed an ophthalmologic evaluation and diagnosed ptosis of eyelid, comma, nuclear senile cataract bilaterally, comma, and peripheral drusen, D-R-U-S-E-N, bilaterally. Period, she was uncertain of the etiology of the mild right greater than left ptosis. Period, eye exam scratch that. She also was found to have moderate cataracts and vision was optimally correctable with glasses. Period, there was senile reticular degeneration of bilateral retina monitored clinically. Period, she had various floaters with normal peripheral retina. Period, retinal detachment precautions were discussed. Period. She Van had a permanency evaluation with Dr. Kaista, K-A-I-S-T-H-A, on 10-18-23, period. As per her report of 10-20-23, she cataloged the petitioner's complaints. Period. This optometrist wrote, Ms. Muller sustained a significant head injury and traumatic brain injury while working on 3-4-22, resulting in bilateral orbital contusion, post-concussion syndrome, and ongoing ocular and visual discomfort. Period. She had persistent symptoms of binocular horizontal diplopia, near vision astenopia, A-S-T-H-E-N-O-P-I-A, and photosensitivity are consistent with post-trauma vision syndrome, (PTVS), which is noted in the majority of post-concussion patients, since over 70% of vision is brain processing. She denied having received any evaluations by a behavioral optometrist who typically diagnoses and treats PTVS with vision rehabilitation services. She should consult a behavioral optometrist since she continues experiencing near vision, eye strain, and headaches. She recommended Dr. Michael Galloway as a specialist in this area. Dr. Kaista offered 20% partial total disability due to her ongoing ocular symptoms and structural damages, resulting in periorbital neuralgia and right eye ptosis. In the paragraph, I have not been supplied with the records from a neurologist. Next section, findings and conclusions. It is now evident that Ms. Mola was in fact injured on 3-4-22. She went to the emergency room afterwards and was thought to have a concussion. CAT scan was evidently negative. She then followed up with various eye specialists and had neurologic and physical therapy attention. Her final visit, she had a final assessment with Dr. Kaista on 10-20-23. The additional records do not support any additional treatment relative to orthopedic or other musculoskeletal problems. I would defer an assessment of permanency for her eyes relative to that done by Dr. Kaista. I would continue to offer 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the head, face, or post-concussion syndrome. And that is the end.